Oh, time now to have a chat with Adam Pengilly. He's probably patting himself on the back as well for tipping a few winners to us on Friday, just as you did, Loz. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Jimmy. Morning, Roy. Yeah, you know, all's good with the world when you wake up on Monday morning, the sun's shining, you're dissecting the results, and you're watching Tom Melbourne run second again.
There's a pattern emerging. There's a pattern emerging. I'll tell you what, pattern emerging with Bostonian winning the Kingsford Smith Cup. Now, Ray Thomas mentioned this yesterday. He'll be going to win the Stradbroke, and there's no horse has ever done that. Won the Doomben 10,000, the Kingsford Smith Cup, and the Stradbroke. I thought that was amazing.
Who would have thought, Jimmy? Because he sort of slipped under our guards in the Doomben 10,000. Remember, all the talk after that was, I want to keep him mad fresh for the Stradbroke. He always races better on the fresh side. We'll give him a month between runs. And then it was virtually a last-minute decision by Tony Pike to enter him for the Kingsford Smith Cup on the weekend, and it's paid the ultimate dividend. And yes, he's going to cop a bit of a penalty when the weights are released for the Stradbroke a little bit later today, but I don't think he really minds, given he's chalked up another Group 1. He's such an underrated horse. He's just caught everyone a little bit by surprise this year up in Queensland. His record up there in Brisbane and Queensland is absolutely impeccable. The way he's going, I know he's going to have to lump the weight. He's still going to be very hard to beat in the Stradbroke, you think, in 2 weeks' time.
Adam, I'm just curious. Noble Boy had a good victory on the weekend. The Todd Blowers trained horse down there in Queanbeyan. Will he get a start in the Stradbroke?
Well, I haven't looked at the updated order of entry, to be honest, Laurie, last night. I haven't had time to do that. But I think that was Todd's original plan to try and get him in the race. Now, he's only contested a benchmark 90 there on the weekend. So his rating is still fairly low compared to a lot of these. I suppose the beauty of it is, if he does get into the race, he's going to be carrying a fair weight, you'd think, if he does make it into the Stradbroke. But it's always a pretty precarious line trying to squeeze your way into the field there down the limit.
Yeah, no, I thought that was the case. But I saw him run on the weekend. He was very impressive.
Did you back it?
Oh, yeah, was it $1.60 or $1.70 or something like that?
Oh, but wow.
I had it in a few multiples, Jimmy. Steel Prince, Melbourne Cup berth secured.
How good were those scenes in the Flemington Mounting Yard, guys, on the weekend when Steel Prince won that Andrew Ramsden Stakes? I think there was a few people a little bit sceptical about how the race would build up towards the weekend, given the VRC had changed the conditions to offer a golden ticket into the Melbourne Cup. But, geez, it was a thrilling race between Steel Prince and Surprise Baby all the way down the straight. Now, the big story would have been if those two horses were actually dead-heated.
Yes.
The VRC would have had to have given up two spots for the Melbourne Cup instead of one. So I think there was a huge sigh of relief from a few people in the committee room upstairs there at Flemington when the photo finish eventually came through. But I think this is what Australian racing is all about. All those guys and the owners in the mounting yard celebrating, they hoisted Damien Oliver up on their shoulders when he got back to scale. It's a great story. Now, I'm not going to say he's going to start 50 or 80 to 1 in the Melbourne Cup, but it's good they've had a chance to try and qualify him. He's going to be there on the first Tuesday in November.
Just on that then, how many qualifying races are there in Australia?
So we've got the Andrew Ramsden, which offers a golden ticket. Obviously, the Bart Cummings, which is the race that I think Avilius won last year. Yep. Obviously, the Caulfield Cup and the Cox Plate, the guarantee entry as well. So they're the main ones.
I know it's highly unlikely, but will they look at maybe changing the rules or have something in there now that says, you know, if you're getting dead heats and, you know, instead of giving up four positions, you've got to give up eight positions in a Melbourne Cup, would they look at writing something like that into the rules?
I don't think they can, Laurie, to be honest.
Right,
yeah. I just don't think they can. How do you say to one connections and not another that you're in the Melbourne Cup and you're not? If they have a dead heat in a race, it'd be extremely controversial. I just think they were very, very lucky that the photo finished in for a dead heat on the weekend. But having said that, it's going to be a consideration for them going forward if there is another dead heat.
In English Parliament, if you have the exact same number of votes as another candidate in your seat, you toss a coin to decide who is the sitting member.
Really?
So, because Ray Thomas and I were talking about it yesterday, and Ray said, well, they both would have had to go in. And I said, well, maybe they could toss a coin. And he said, no way, because the loser of the coin toss would be taking them to court, saying, well, hang on, we were listed as the winner.
Will be in there, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're lucky they avoided that one. And just quickly, mate, Sunlight into the Everest as well for Werrett and Whitby.
Yeah, news came through late on Friday, Jimmy, that she's into the race. So that means that we've got a third of the field locked away at the moment. She's obviously going to join our classic legend, Santana Lane and Pierrata in the race. So Sunlight will be there. She's such a tough filly. She'll be a four-year-old mare come October later this year. And if she holds her form, I dare say she'll be very, very competitive.
Yeah, absolutely she will be. That market Santa Ana Lane, Tabs horse, $5 favourite. Osborne Bulls at $7. Pierrata is in as well, $8. And then Classic Legend and Sunlight at $9. Good on you, Adam. We'll speak again tomorrow.
Thanks, boys. Speak to you in the morning.